الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما يفعل الله بعذابكم إن شكرتم وآمنتم وكان الله شاكرا عليما. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Some effort has been made to make us aware of the various fitnas, tests and trials that are facing us. Of course, we are still not fully aware of all the trials and fitnas, which all originate from Shaitan, and Shaitan is aduwwum mubin, is our open enemy. فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. Take him, realize he's your enemy, and deal with him as you deal with an enemy. But many are, we are still unaware, and Shaitan is there with us all the time. But we've got no consciousness of Shaitan, that he's there, he's trying to harm us. Once we were traveling and one of the grandchildren said, on the road where there is a sign camera, they're trapping by camera. So they say, why they put this, then nobody will get caught. Because now you are warned, but still everyone gets caught. We are so unmindful even of these things. We see the clear signs, but still we get involved. Then deen and shaitan, which we can't see. Then how, and Allah has warned us so much about shaitan, but we're still getting caught all the time. So we have to become aware. So anyway, all these problems are there, trials and tribulations. A very important aspect is, what are the solutions to it? That is, in first of all, to know the problems, and then to become aware, and then what the solutions are. So solutions, some humble solutions are presented, and they are of two aspects, the positive also, and the negative also, what we must do, and what we must not do. The solutions to save ourselves from all these fitnas which are presently around. So with all this fitness, and it is from Shaitan, and really we shouldn't be in our heart have so much of hatred for the people who are promoting all this fitness. They were themselves, if you go and study their generation, they were also completely of good ideas. They were also, they had lot of sharam, haya in them. All these good qualities they also have, but it is Shaitan. Shaitan is our main enemy. And Shaitan has used them, Shaitan has changed them. And the great fear is that now the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know that even till now, alhamdulillah, there are so many people who are saved from this fitness. But the way Shaitan is working, how many good people have changed also. And they are not only that they are now in that fitna, but they are promoting and encouraging that fitna also. So we have to be very much careful about that, that we don't get caught up in that trap, and we also become part of promoting the fitna. We should be on our guard, and we should try and save ourselves and try and remove the fitnas from the surface of the earth. To protect our Iman and our Islam is our number one priority. More than our food, more than our clothes, the most important thing is our Iman and our Islam. May Allah make us realize that when we die at the time of mort, without any doubt, a person without Iman, it will be the worst, worst day of his life. When he will see that open azab, and there is no return, no tawbah at that time. There is no way you can make amends and correct, and now you are going into real physical azab, and the punishment is too terrible. On the other hand, if we work and safeguard, Allah make fadl, our Iman is protected. There is no better day in our lives than the time of mort. Today, unfortunately, most of us, we are fearing mort also. But the best day of a person's life, more than the first night of his marriage also, much more than that, is the enjoyment of a person who goes from this world with Iman, and he sees the great ni'mat there, which is actually going to start enjoying already. So Allah Ta'ala, let us realize and let us work towards the solution of all the problems. We must not just waste our time talking about the problem, and worse than that, just blaming other people. That has become very common with us. In all these things, we'll find we'll blame the West, we'll blame the atheists, we'll blame all others. But we don't realize that I am myself, I've become part of the problem. And I have to correct myself. So the solution, I have to think, what must I do in this situation? How can I come out of this? How can I save myself? How can I save my family? So therefore, that is very important that we understand that, and not more than understanding it, to make amal on it. And more than amal, to beg Allah Ta'ala that He accepts from us. That if once Allah accepts it, then Allah will take over and Allah will make our task easy. So the solution to it is very simple, but unfortunately simple things don't come to our mind. Is to come back to Deen. Allah says in the Quran Sharif, Illa man taba. First of all, the gunas are mentioned for those who make tawbah of the guna. So that is the first thing, tawbah. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ, and those who bring iman. So renew our iman again with Allah. Properly, that Allah alone is the doer. Allah alone is in control of everything. Everything is in the hands of Allah. Authority, the only authority is the authority of Allah Ta'ala. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, and do some good deed at that time. Read La ilaha illallah is a good deed. Read sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a good deed. All good deeds we should do. Illa man taba wa amala wa amila amalan salihan. Fa ulaika yubaddilullahu sayyiatihim hasanat. These are those people, Allah says, that Allah will change all the sayyiat into hasanat. And then think also how loving, how merciful, how kind, how forgiving Allah Ta'ala is. A person lived a 99-year life of kufr, of shirk, worshipping idols, but now he did this, taba wa amana wa amila amalan salihan. All that 99 years of kufr and shirk, that Allah will change into good deeds. So how kind is not Allah Ta'ala? So there is no room for losing hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. A person for 99 years, he was hated by Allah. He was making his in kufr, worshipping the idols, making sajda to idols, making tawaf around idols, worshipping the graves, etc. But he just does the simple amal, which is not you have to carry heavy, heavy loads on your back. You don't have to move a mountain from its place and put it in another place. So easy you do that, you were hated till now, immediately you become the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. Up to now, you were a Jahannami, worshipping the idols, doing all haram, all the evil. You were a Jahannami. You just did this amal so easy, and now you became a Jannati. You were hated by Allah, you became the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. So it is so easy really, but it is fortunate are those, if it's me, if it's you, any individual will take it to heed and make amal. But if we just hear and we just pass, let it pass through one, coming from one ear, go through the other ear, we will be just where we are. But if we will try and make amal, and by Allah, we don't have to make lot amal also. Allah comes in the hadith clearly, you come one step towards me, then I come, Allah comes much more to us. We go walking to Allah, Allah comes running to us. You come in arms length, Allah hands span, Allah comes in arms length. This is not physically, Allah is above all that, but Allah's rahmat comes in torrents to you. Just make your inclination towards Allah. And Allah, so the whole world, what the Muslim ummah is facing, what we are all facing, our individual problems, collective problems, the solution is very easy. The one is, we come back. In one hadith it comes, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was informed by Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, there will be fitnas that will be coming. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam asked, what's the solution? Jibreel Ali Salatu Wasalam said, the Quran Sharif. One hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained, there will be fitnas that will come, difficult times. Sahaba asked, what is the solution? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, adhere to my sunnah. In other words, all if we put it together, to come to deen. So that is our solution. And in coming to deen, come to the masjid. Don't go away from the masjid. Today, unfortunately, many of us are promoting to keep away from the masjid. No, we must come to the masjid. And come to deen, not go away from deen. More we must practice deen. Today, many of us, we are going in the ways, the Western world, but all the ways of shaitan, all those, we have to come back to deen. Now, to say this is easy, but practically, what must I do to come closer to deen, to come into deen? What is it that I have to do? So, practically, Allah's mercy always was there. Fitnas will be there, and they are really because of our gunas also. It's not that Allah Ta'ala has just put us into difficulties and hardships that go and suffer now. If the gunas we commit, then halat and conditions come. So the simple solution is come out of that gunas now. And then make Allah happy. Do those amal which please Allah. Then Allah's rahmat will come. So practically, for the whole ummah on a large scale, is the work of tabligh and da'wah. To go out in jamaat, in all forms, whatever time we spend, whether it is one gush, whether it is sitting in the ta'aleen, and nobody can have an excuse. More than that, we go for 24 hours. Go for 3 days, go for a chilla, go in parallel jamaat. These things really, and we do it properly, Allah give us tawfiq, according to the usul, and how we are required, this will bring Allah's rahmat down. So that is the thing which many of us, all of us can do, at least to sit for ta'aleem, all of us can do. Then another very important aspect of this is how to bring this deen into our lives. Look, think about it. We think about any and everything. Dunya, simple things that we want something. I want a pair of shoes. I will discuss it with somebody. Which shop can I go? Where can I, this type of shoe I want? We make some fikr about it. Small, small things. We make so much fikr. For deen, why don't we make fikr? So another very easy way to bring deen into our lives is to find, to think about a little bit that who is that person that who is around me somewhere who has got deen in his life. And if I be with him, deen will come in my life also. Whether it's another student, whether it is an ustad, whether it is a alim, whether it is a sheikh, whoever it is, but think who is it. And Allah will deal with you according to your what is in your heart. We are sincere, Allah will guide us. It isn't dependent on the other person. That is not in our control. We might think he's a real pious person, but really he may not be a pious person. But that won't affect us. If we are sincere, Allah is going to give us what we want. So we think that who is it that I can so keep company with such a person. Whichever way, if this is a good student, keep company with him. An ustad, keep company, besides the sabak also. Try and keep company with that ustad. Another alim, whoever we feel, our heart, whoever it inclines to. Then we go to that person, inshallah deen will come into our lives. And the other thing, there are so many things. Just let us become regular with our namazes. A person who makes it 5 times namazes, what promises are not there for that person? 5 times namazes we all must make. A person who makes his fajr namaz with jamaat, is in the protection of Allah for the day. And Allah will protect him from all the fitnas also. Allah will protect him from all other things also. A person who reads the 3 quls, with Bismillah each time. And have this yaqeen. How that we have got yaqeen on medicine. If I take medicine, it's going to give me cure. I will go for this operation, I will get cure. I will do business, I will get money, I will get rosy. Much more yaqeen we must have on the amal of deen, which Allah has taught us, which Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So three times the three quls, each with Bismillah, tatfika min kulli shay. It is protection from everything for you. Everything what you can think of, it is, if we really put that yaqeen, today this, the problem is, we read it, we study it, we write exams, we pass in the exams, but we haven't got that yaqeen. Some of us make amal, but even with amal, the full yaqeen that I've read it, there are those people who are faced with such problems, but they said, I read my dua of protection, nothing can happen. And nothing happened to them. Allah protected them. Study our kitabs and see that when we practice on deen, then how Allah's protection came. How what they were fearing so much, Allah, in fact, they were not fearing. But those who wanted to harm them, Allah put fear in their hearts. And Allah protected these people. They were in the lion's den. They were in the lion's mouth, but they had no fear. So if we have this deen, and the great aspect is this yaqeen. Another very important thing, very valuable, so simple, so easy, free of charge, is dua. Dua is a great, great thing. Maulana Khora Saleji explained, the last meeting he had with Bhai Abdul Wahab Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat Sahib gave him two very valuable advices. One advice was the potential you have. And every person has got potential. It's not something that it must go to my head that I'm somebody or something, but everyone got the potential of speaking. Everyone got the potential of giving good advice. Everyone has got. Use it in the most profitable way. We are using it for picnics. Holidays are coming. How many of us are using that potential? Our money, our planning, our booking to go for to funny, wrong places. The same potential we can use to go in Jamaat. The same potential we can use to go for some other good deeny cause. So all our potential. I've got 5 minutes at my disposal. That 5 minutes is now at my, I've got the potential to use that 5 minutes. I can use it on the phone. I can go to all wrong things also, to useless idle things. Even not guna, but just wasting my time. I can use it to go to all wrong things. And I can use that 5 minutes to make 100 durus I can read. What's the difference between the two? Where that will take one and where this will take one. So our potential which Allah has given us, to use it in the most profitable way. Second advice Bhai Abdul Wahab gave him, that become amongst those who take directly from the treasures of Allah. Become a person of dua. There are very few people left in the world who are people of dua, who have made that connection with Allah and take from the treasures of Allah. And Allah is giving freely. Allah has opened this treasure. It is for us to take it, but we are not taking it. So dua is a very valuable thing. Dua changes taqdeer. Dua changes the conditions of the world. Dua, not only your own condition, but the conditions of the non-Muslims, dua will change. Dua is a very great, great weapon Allah has given us. A very great defensive protection Allah has given us. But very few of us use dua. That we engage in dua. Think for ourselves, when do I make dua? After Faraz Namaz, we just lift our hands mostly. We don't really make a dua. If we make some little, just out by the way. But dua needs time. Dua needs effort. That you have to more effort than you do when you are running,
when you are fighting for dua with Allah, you have to engage with Allah. You have to humble yourself. So dua needs all that full attention a person needs. Not your mind is wandering and you're just reading some words which you don't know the meaning. No, the dua is a very great thing and it changes taqdeer. So all these things, practical things which we all can do. And if whoever I take heed of it, I will make amal, I will benefit. And mashallah, there are those people who listen and who make amal. And there are those people who listen and they are not interested also. And they don't make amal. Those who will make amal will benefit from it. So these are a few positive things to make our namazes, to come to the masjid, come to deen, etc. Then there are a few negative things that we must protect ourselves from, which cause us great harm. And the one main thing is what normally we call sohbat, company, wrong company. And exposure, we call it today, to be exposed to the wrong things, to be in the company of a wrong person. One little, just Allahu Akbar. The ulama have written that just the thought of a pious person brings nur in the heart of a person. Try it now. Think of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just read one durood with your tongue and look at your heart, you will see nur has come in your heart. Think of all the righteous, the Sahaba-e-Kiram, radiyallahu anhu. And there are no shortage of such great people that we've got no doubts about them. Other people, we say, this Maulana, that Maulana, I don't know, I got some doubt. But Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, what doubt can we have? Sahaba-e-Kiram, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Just think of them, the great awliya, the great imams of fiqh, the great imams of hadith. You just think of them and nur comes in the heart. And in the same way, exactly, think of any bad person. Hey, therefore, our Buzurg say, don't even, like you're quoting the words of an evil person, don't even quote his name and don't even quote what he says. That brings zulmat and darkness in a person. You think of any evil person and then immediately darkness comes into the heart. And a person's heart starts becoming closed. And then all this what we call despondency, depression, etc. So all this wrong exposure today. And today it is not necessary that we go to a casino to be exposed to this evil. We go to an escort agency to be exposed to this evil. We go to a soccer ground, some sports ground to be exposed to that evil. Anything like that, it is all on the phone today. Right with you, and in fact it is with you in the masjid also. And the more we expose ourselves to this evil, either physically going there, just imagine Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, what a great buzurg himself. When he should go to Mewat of those days, maybe over 150 years, where there was outwardly no evil there. They were very simple, they were known to be very, very simple people. Not even like the city of Bombay or Delhi of those days. Mewat. But when he should come back and he should go there for the work of deen, no other work. His niyat was there, his amal was there. But when he should come back, he should feel the darkness on his heart. The environment, he mixed with all the people there for good purpose, but he should feel it. And then he should make a real effort to remove this evil from him. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, many of us have seen him, you all know about him, the sheikh of so many of our great ulama presently. He, when he had to go for eye operation, when he came out, he was speaking to another great buzurg, and he said, I had to make so much effort that all the darkness that came on me when I was in hospital, the nurses are there, the doctors are there, your namazes, you can't make them as you want to, there's no masjid you are making your namazes in, all the darkness. He said, I have to make a great effort to remove that darkness. Today we go happily to the shops. Perhaps for some necessity,
or it's many times without a necessity. When we are in that environment, we go to other places, we are in that environment, unfortunately, just like it comes in the hadith, if you have a white kurta, one dot comes on it, you notice it. But more and more, and the whole kurta becomes dirty. Now one more spot, you don't notice it. Unfortunately, our hearts have become like that. We mix with the non-believers, we mix with atheists, we have to mix with women for work, etc. when we go, but it makes, nothing comes on our heart. We don't feel the darkness. We don't, so this one great thing that causes all this is this wrong environment, exposure to all this evil. And where we have to, of necessity, we have to go out and do our work, dunya's work, but make sure after that we wash it away. Make zikr, read Quran Sharif, make 2 rakats of namaz, that our hearts become clean again. So that is one thing that we have to work. The other thing which has a great effect on us, on every aspect, the food that we eat. Whatever we are eating, and today this has been also exploited by the non-believer, Shaitan, the agent. Like we know, there was a group of 40 Abdal, great, great awliya. And whenever an oppressive ruler was put over them, they should make one dua and he should be removed from them. But when Hajjaj ibn Yusuf came, the first work he did, he invited them to a meal. And he fed them haram. And he said, now I am safe from their baddua. Their baddua won't have an effect on me now. So just eating what we are eating today. And today, it isn't just that we are forced, sometimes we have to eat from a takeaway. Because there wasn't anywhere else to go. Nobody hosted us. No Muslims around there. We had to take, we brought some vegetarian thing or something like that because of necessity. But today we have got the zeal in us, the desire to eat takeaway food. And how much it is halal, only Allah knows. Tayyiban, that is perhaps right out of the question. And if we engage in it, and not because of circumstances, we couldn't help it, but happily and willingly we are eating all this food, then we are bringing our own destruction. So these are things which are practical, which are easy, all of us can do it, and if we do it, Allah will take us out of this problem. Otherwise, all we will be left of, the solution will be there. But we will be just talking there about the kuffar, about the West, about what France is doing, what America is doing, what Israel is doing. We'll be wasting our time condemning them, and they are laughing at us. Shaitan is laughing at us that what we want them to do, they are fully involved in the wrong things. So Allah give us tawfiq that we understand and we turn, and whoever one person, nobody in the world has to know, secretly in your heart, now as we are sitting, we turn to Allah Ta'ala, Allah's help, and Allah will change condition. But if we are just unmindful, we don't pay any heed whatsoever, and we just carry on condemning other people, not seeing our own faults, not wanting to correct us, and the halat of the world are not dependent on the conditions of the non-Muslims. They are dependent on the conditions of the Muslims. Allah makes decisions according to the conditions of the Muslims. And the most important thing is the inclination of the heart. Which way is the heart? Our amal also, but more the heart. Is our heart in the love of dunya? Is our heart in the love of the ways of the West? How they dress, how they go for holidays, our dressing. As soon as we are free from the madrasa, see how our dressing changes. Holidays will come. Which places will we go to? Will we live like Muslims? We are students of deen. But are we living like Muslims? Or even our outward dressing, just wearing a bermuda, just wearing a t-shirt means nothing. There's nothing wrong in it. What is wrong? My sister is covered. But it is the way of the kuffar. And all these things, just whenever it comes, just think that this is all right, there is nothing wrong, it's not haram, it's not, it's only makruh, it's nothing. But compare the opposite of it, that in akhirah, when we will be told, iqra' kitab, read your kitab, and we'll see the reward of the Now holidays are coming. We can go spend the holidays touring around. We do everything, our namaz, nobody says anything wrong. But now compare it with the same time that I could spend it in Jamaat. I could spend it going to the Islahi Jalsa. I could spend it going to Ulama, sitting in the see the difference for ourselves, what we are doing. May Allah give us all Hidayah.